The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Polls are showing West Aussies want a roadmap out of WA's hard border situation so they can best plan for the busiest time of the year. Among those struggling with the uncertainty is CEO of the Spudshed, Frankie Gilardi. Frankie, we've spoken to your darling dad many times, but it's a pleasure to now chat to you on the West Live. How are you guys doing down there? How are you doing for workers?
Yeah, well, we're starting to see a bit of it's been quite short recently, but we're getting through with the current workers, employees we have. We've ended up just increasing the amount of hours that we've got workers working. We normally would be sitting at a 40-hour week. It's kind of pushed up to a 50-hour week, just because we don't have the workers to fill that void.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly, we were chatting on the show yesterday about you guys potentially trying to erect your own housing down in the Harvey area to ensure that you can dig spuds during summer, and that's received a bit of pushback, I believe. What's the plan for trying to get all of our fresh fruit and veg back into the spud shed and on our tables in summer?
Yeah, well, the plan is we want to build some accommodation down on farm down in Parkfield there, uh-huh. So we can actually have take advantage of the new Pacific Islander scheme that's been around for a little while now. It's just starting to gain a lot of traction. Mm-hmm. So part of that scheme is you acquire accommodation. So mm-hmm. we're just going through the process now with the council and getting that application and everything approved there. So that's a slow process in itself, but mm-hmm. we're slowly moving forward.
Good. You guys have an incredibly high turnover with so many stores, not only in Perth, but also in regional WA. How are you keeping things running?
So we've got a good local staff in the spud sheds. We've got a lot of guys that from the local communities that are around. So a lot of those guys are working pretty hard. So we're keeping that going. And on the farms, we've got just enough to keep going. So we've got a lot of mechanised machinery on the farming. So fortunately, potatoes, carrots and onions don't require too much labour involvement due to, you know, they're machine planted, machine harvested and machine packed.
Yep.
Where the other lines that we're going to see bigger impacts on are stuff like broccoli, cauliflowers, grapes and everything that's like hand-picked. Mm-hmm. All those items is where we'll see the biggest impact because that's where you need the most labour.
Yeah, indeed. Are you worried about Christmas time, Frankie? Because obviously it's the busiest time of your year. Are you worried that we may not be able to get as much WA-grown fresh fruit and produce in stores and on our tables?
Yeah, well, I'm concerned that farmers down south and all around that, you know, once we get into the summer season, they're going to struggle to find the workers that they need.
Yeah.
And we're already seeing an increase in the wages of the work, what they're demanding due to, you know, where there's a shortage in supply mm-hmm. and the demand is there, we're going to see the price increase. So already we've seen that on our side of things, and we're paying a bit more to keep labour on the payroll just to make sure that they don't go somewhere else. So
yeah.
We might see potentially where people want to hold on to their stuff, they pay them that bit more,
yeah.
where other guys can't actually afford to do that.
Yeah.
And that's the risk of having fruit ended up left on the tree or on the ground.
Yeah. And obviously that means if you are paying more for labour, that's obviously going to have to be passed on to the consumer, right?
That's right, exactly. Mm.
Now, we've spoken to a number of business leaders over the past couple of days, specifically from the Tourism Council and also the head of Qantas. They all are begging for a roadmap out of this hard border situation. What do you need in terms of the future for your business?
So what we really would like is to see some sort of, you know, if we can see an inflow of people coming in or a plan of when that's going to happen mm-hmm. so we can work around it. We've kind of got a plan of what we need to do to keep our current employees on the payroll, mm-hmm. but it's going to be a lot harder for the smaller guys and the smaller farmers who pretty much are a lot more haphazard when they need workers. They kind of just go look for them, and when they can't actually find them, it's going to be a lot harder for them. So that's my biggest concern, and then that's going to push the price up of all those summer fruit items we all love.
Yeah. Have you heard anything from, I'm assuming, farmers down, you know, Pemberton, Northcliff Way, Manji, cherries, avocados, like you say, broccoli and cauliflower. Do you think that we will be paying more at the checkout come December, January?
Yeah, if we don't have a plan to actually get people in that want to work, there is a high risk of that.
Yeah, crazy times. Now, we caught up with you at Telethon over the weekend. Yeah, you had your Spudathon for Telethon. Tell us a little bit about your contribution to Telethon 2020.
So we like to, it's a big part of what we're starting to do, and Spudathon's, how we like to contribute to Telethon. Mm-hmm. We donate spuds for free and ask for a donation back for those spuds. So this year we managed to raise $130,000
wow.
for Telethon, so we're pretty happy about that.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
And in terms of any future plans for anything else coming up, in any other big promotions that punters can get excited about in the lead up to Christmas and the New Year?
We're always working on something, so you guys are just going to have to wait and see.
Keep us hanging on the line. Frankie Gilardi, CEO of the Spudshed, thank you so very much for your time.
All right, thanks a lot.